This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A Supreme Court justice is caught speaking misinformation.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is facing criticism for claims she made about COVID-19 and the Omicron variant during oral arguments against President Biden's federal vaccine mandates Friday. In one claim, she said over 700 million Americans were being infected with Omicron a day. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul sought to correct Sotomayor on Fox News.
Sotomayor ought to be ashamed of herself, and we need to correct the record. Omicron, if you look at the statistics, 75% less lethal. Now, there are enormous amounts of people getting this. Everybody in the country is getting this, but it's more like 700,000 to 800,000 a day, not 700 million.
Sotomayor also claimed that 100,000 children were in serious condition with the coronavirus, which legal and health experts say isn't true. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Iran has placed sanctions on 52 Americans and has warned America of attack from within our borders. National security and military analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says if Iranian operatives are in this country, they probably got in through our open southern border.
On Iran, we also have talks going on getting back to that old 2015 nuclear deal. This is round 8 of those talks. They're not going well because Iran refuses to reverse the violations in storing its nuclear material. So the question is Iran plotting to do more? Remember the new head of the Republican Guards there, the Revolutionary Guards, is threatening, and they have tried attacks in U.S. soil, cyber attacks and shutting down a dam. My point here is, hey, we've got to be on the watch for Iran's mischief. And with 45 different nationalities apprehended along the southern border, you got to keep an eye on that as well.
Florida man Garrett Smith with Antifa gear was arrested Friday after running away from a protest in support of a January 6th rioter, Jeremy Brown. Smith was found to have a pipe bomb device in his backpack. Pinellas County Sheriff Galtieri.
Brown's arrest and incarceration has certain groups upset, and they have posted their opposition to Brown being held in jail on various, various social media sites. These groups claim that Brown is a political prisoner.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and it's time for Phil Hotzenviller, the founder and president of American Faith and the senior pastor of Influence Church. Happy Monday, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, I was thinking about you, especially when I got a tweet from Dr. Simone Gold, who you had interviewed a couple months back, when she stated here, Supreme Court justices just falsely claim the jab prevents transmission. Number two, Omicron is as deadly as Delta. 100,000 children are hospitalized with COVID, many on ventilators. Number four, vax mandates would prevent 100% of cases. And number five, hospitals are overrun. She finishes out her tweet with saying every point is provably false.
Yeah, it's an amazing day of deception, and it really points to a bigger picture of what's happening here. It's on every level. Unfortunately, yes. The deception and the corruption, and I will call it corruption, is behind this from a big pharma. There's payoffs being had. There's a scheme to control and actually destroy populations of the earth. And I really believe the latter is more true. So we have a battle in front of us. There's no doubt about it. And unless the American people rise up in really a big way, it's going to continue to just kind of cramp everyone's style, control society, and bring about evil on our people.
As if evil is not already here, knocking at our door. I mean, this has been going on for quite a while. When you look back, and Phil, we're going to talk about, this interview with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura that you're alluding to. You go back and YouTube talks and other research, and you've got the likes of Bill Gates that you and I have been talking about, these eugenicists who are infiltrating the culture. And the people need to first understand that this is our culture. I mean, what we're seeing happen in politics is what we're seeing is an outflow of what's in the culture, because politics is downstream the culture. So when we see the politics so corrupt and evil, we've got to really take a serious look at ourselves, don't we?
Well, I think everyone feels helpless. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, even politicians that we elected with supposedly conviction fail to have conviction. So when your republic is not working because your politicians don't represent you, there's a problem. And what is the solution? I mean, over 200 years ago, the solution was when our politics don't represent us as a nation, there was an American Revolution. And the question is going to be begging, I think, is there a revolution that needs to happen in order to restore us back to the republic? Because voting in another weak politician doesn't seem to be working at all.
Without a doubt. Well, Larry Klayman, you know, addressed that point earlier, Phil. And, of course, the recognized legal analyst and attorney and former leader and founder of Judicial Watch. And he spelled it out very quickly. I mean, our remedy is our Declaration of Independence itself, to your point, right? Because that's what our founding fathers, the early revolutionaries, said, look, at if a government is no longer representing you, you have every right to get redress and to do something about it. And in a sense, I mean, without bullets, without, you know, the only gun that was shot was one by a Capitol Police officer who has been able to get away with murder, basically. That was the only gun that was there on January 6th. But to hear the Democrats and even those Republicans that are getting squishy and are being tainted by the language and the narrative, Phil, you think, you know, they're saying, well, this insurrection. Well, you know, that is a very powerful term, and I just wrote about it this past weekend, that, you know, what they've done with insurrection is they're using that as a foil and a bit of a battering ram for those of us who don't want to comport with the leftist ideology.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, when you can go to the National Archives site and find warnings, when you read the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, telling you, be careful, these might be harmful to you, you've got a problem.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we have. We've got exactly the opposite of what we should expect to be seeing, you know, in our nation and what's happening here. So the double talk is whoever really thought 1984 would happen, the novel. But it's on our doorstep, and it's happening right before us. This video that is pretty interesting. We've got it on our site on AmericanFaith.com, and it's an interview that Jesse Ventura did. And it was when he was doing a show called Conspiracy Theories. And what happens when the conspiracy theory is now a fact? So anyway, this doctor, Dr. Rima Libo, appeared on his show, and she talked about a vaccine that would come purported as voluntary and that it would literally control population. And that was 2009. And she lays it out. I mean, we've got the data right there. You've got the video. You can watch it. And she said they've been working on this since 1974. We know that the patent for the COVID vaccine, 2015 or 16, I believe it was, that patent was established. Why do you need a patent on something that doesn't exist until 2019? Well, you know, the facts speak for themselves, but you've got people so afraid. A college professor in my church told me, he said, Phil, you cannot believe how frightened these students are. And I said, are you kidding me? He said, no. He said, it's unbelievable. He said, it doesn't matter what I say to them. They are all scared they're going to die. And I said, it's amazing to me what's happened in our world. We've turned the world into a bunch of jellyfish. That's really what's happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, you think about it, when we were growing up, we were waiting, you know, and worrying and jumping under desk and concerned about some nuclear conflagration, you know, brought to you by the Russians. And so this is, you know, this is the 21st century threat that is before us. And the thing that's amazing is that, you know, back then it was existential. Now it's the enemy within our own country and elected officials that we have put into office that are doing this to us.
Yeah. And I think the difference is that there was a motivation to fight the enemy, which would have been USSR, versus one of hide and just cow down. Now we've got cowing down to science, cowing down to leaders that have no authority to really speak on this level. And so there was a nationalism, there's a motivation there. Here there's nothing. Now it's just spineless, you know, people walking around like zombies. I mean, I don't even know the way to put it. I was standing in front of our church yesterday, because we're doing construction on it, and the post office is one of our tenants in one of our areas there. And I'm standing there talking to one of the guys about the building, and there's a lady sitting in front of the post office, won't get out of her car. She's waving at us. She won't get out of her car because we don't have masks on outside, and she can't go in the post office unless we have a mask on. Now think about the insanity of this. You know, first of all, we own the parking lot, we own the building, and there's no mandate for wearing a mask outside, and she's waving at us like some idiot.
Yeah, this is how you're exactly right. Got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenfeller after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You know, look at, I accept the fact that we're talking to the senior pastor of Influence Church and the president and founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenfeller. But Phil, I tell you, I just want to get on the rooftops and yell and scream here, is that I don't hear from a lot of people regarding all this that we're dealing with in this country and COVID, why we're not coming together as people of faith, seeking the face of God. I mean, you know, people ask me, they go, is God judging us? I say, I don't know. But the fact that you're asking that question, what does that cause you to do? If that doesn't cause you to look to God Almighty, who has the answers, instead of Governor, Dr. Evil himself, Fauci, or, you know, the president or the vice president. I mean, it's so absurd, but it's like, you know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, it's just that God's voice is being squashed here. It's like we don't want to hear from God. And you're going to tell me that God doesn't know what's going on?
Well, I think we asked the wrong question. Is God judging us? I think the real question is, have we failed to carry out his commands to lead and to be a voice and to be a head and not a tail? And so what God does is God just allows us to go into our own devices. I think chapter 5 of Isaiah is the best kind of marker for me, because what God did, he positioned Israel perfectly with all the things they needed, and then they turned away from him. And so he just, by neglect, said, okay, just you want to run your show? Run your show. And what happens is the walls fall down, the wild beasts come in, the grapes are not sweet, they're bitter. And that's what we're experiencing. We're experiencing the neglect of God, not the judgment of God.
Right,
God judged us,
good point,
we would all be dead right now. I mean, this isn't the neglect of God. And that may be worse, because you can't figure out what's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And at least if God threw a few lightning bolts at a few places, it would wake everybody up, but that's not happening.
Yeah. Well, it comes to that point, as you say, that God will... God does this all so that we will know that he is God. And we have a growing number of people that believe that God is irrelevant, that God's not involved, doesn't care. And but that's the furthest thing from the case, because you will come to, just like in Isaiah and in other chapters of the Old Testament, again, these things, you know, will happen. They're causal. They're causal because of the choices you make. And they're, you've got, I said this to somebody else, is like there's bumper pads. There's guidelines within the system of God, within this universe, that, you know, in much the same way, like the law of gravity, I keep saying, you know, you violate the law of gravity, you find out when you hit the ground, I don't want to do this anymore. You see, but we're just, you know, we're continuing. It's amazing how resilient we are, that we'll continue to suffer. And God, you know, is probably shaking his head and go, this is so unnecessary, but yet it is necessary, because we choose wrongly. Again and again.
Well, you know, and we practice self-betrayal. I mean, that's really what it is. I watched a show on the Discovery Channel, and they showed how animals never practice self-betrayal. They always do what's in their best interest to live and to eat and to thrive. Mm-hmm. Whereas then they showed an example of a guy who just got diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, and he's smoking a cigarette. That's self-betrayal. That is...
Right.
Taking, and I don't care what it's doing to me, I'm gonna do it anyway. And, you know, the question is, if I intentionally run my car into a wall at 80 miles an hour, did God judge me? No, you were stupid enough to run your car into a wall going 80 miles an hour.
Exactly.
You just did stupid. And I think we're just doing stupid in America.
Amen. And that is so clearly pronounced in our politics, and people need to understand this, because, again, our politics is downstream the culture. So we see it so obviously in our politics, you know, for those of us that have eyes to see. Now, I get it. There are some people who think, oh, this is going great. I mean, I see some of these polls from Rasmussen, and they'll say, you know, 25%, 28% of the American people believe that Joe Biden is a great president and he's right on track. And I was going, you know, a part of my own curiosity says, I want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with him. But the other part says, well, why, you know, why bother? I mean, because this is, you know, the wrong gospel, wrong church.
Yeah. Yeah. I question those people, those numbers. I can't believe it. I've met anybody, and I know a lot of liberals who voted for him. I can't find anybody who says he's doing a great job. So that to me is tilted. I don't know, somewhere along the line, maybe they got 10 people in a room, five of them were CNN reporters, and that's how they came up with their staff. I mean,
well, it's probably the Yeah, probably the same scientist they had in the room that gave him 100% believe that global warming, right?
Right. Well, I know one thing. If it's getting warmer, I don't know why California's been cold for the last 2 weeks. So I'm confused right now. But anyway, that's just tongue in cheek. But it is kind of a crazy world we live in, where so much stuff is. Hey, when Bill Gates, one of his top 10 favorite books is How to Lie with Statistics, you know you got a problem when you're trying to fool this guy.
Well, and it's all about manipulation, whether it's government or these institutions that are going out. This is why we so fiercely pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And we just cannot give up on that, ladies and gentlemen, because, we're being dumbed down. We're being told, you have General Austin with a sincere face telling us that CRT isn't being practiced in the military. And I have experts who are teachers, instructors in the military, and they're going, that's a bunch of bunk. That's the biggest lie. Well, I don't know. I don't know which is the biggest lie, because the lies just keep on coming and they keep getting bigger, Phil.
Well, nobody believes a small lie. Everybody believes a big lie. That's reality, And that was Hitler's big lie. If you tell a big enough lie, everybody will believe it. Tell a small lie, nobody will believe it. And that's what we're experiencing, really.
Right. And Andy Andrews wrote about that and How to Kill 11 Million People, if you remember that book. Little book, very powerful, though, and that's exactly the premise. The bigger the lie, the more people will believe it, and this is how you make this happen. How do you destroy America? With a big lie, a humongous lie, whether we're talking about an election, just go on down the line, a vaccine. I mean, here it is. We've had evidence. Bill Gates even said in 2015 that we need to be aware of the next of a pandemic that was just around the corner. What did he know that we didn't know, that he could predict that, like he is some grand seer of the universe that we don't know about?
Well, let me ask you a question. If your physical health went down 5% a year, how long would it take to where you were immobile? Well, let's look at America. I think easily we can say it's 5% over the last year, right?
Well,
how many years can you go until there is just no America at all? Because it's not getting better.
No, and the thing is, Phil, when you're thinking it, and you think of 5%, you think, well, 5, 10, when do you really start feeling it? I don't think you need to get to 50%. I think you start getting into some serious double digit numbers, like even 15 or 20%, and you put things in such peril that and that's where I think that we're coming to right now, and this is why people are freaking out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there are people literally, what do I do? What do I do? I can move to another state. That's going to take off some of the pain, but I still got a national problem.
Right.
I'm not getting away from this thing just because I moved to another state. I've got a national problem.
Well, I got to tell you, we're here in Florida, Phil, as you know, and people feel some sense of comfort because we're here in Florida. We're not dealing with some of these arcane, draconian measures because of the governor here. And the people, for the most part, seem to be, fair-minded, although the people from New York are coming, in mass to Florida, and there's T-shirts out, don't bring New York with you. You're welcome, to come into the state, but leave that New York state of mind back where it belongs. Do not bring it to Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what? I'm not moving there. I'm going to stay here in the belly of the beast and fight the battle. How about that one?
Well, God bless you for doing that. I've got four kids. I need you to keep fighting. I got four kids there in California, and my daughter is in Hawaii, which is a whole nother story. It's about as bad, if not worse, than California. And the people there, the natives are getting real restless there too. Don't think it's some big picnic. They're figuring this out. California a little bit more difficult because it's been a slow and growing process that have conditioned too many of the people. And some people don't even know about freedom anyway. So, what do you do? Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you. Take care.
All right, Happy New Year to you, too.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette
party. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. This is perfect timing because we need the answers. We've got lots of questions. You know, Jordan, welcome. Happy New Year first, I want to say to you.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
And one of the things that we've been pushing on the show here is that 2022 could be our best year ever. And in order to make it so, you know, we've got to make smart money choices, right? So maybe you can give us a plan on how we can do this so that at the end of 2022, we say, hey, look, at Jordan gave us a great plan and it worked and we've had our best year ever.
Well, clearly it's going to be different from 2021 in that interest rates are going to be rising this year, whereas they were pretty much stable in 2021. The Fed says they're going to raise rates probably 3 times this year. Clearly we're going to have higher inflation than we had last year, even though it was getting pretty elevated. I mean, consumer inflation got up to almost 7%, wholesale inflation almost up to 10%. I think it's going to be even higher this year.
Wow.
And everything that's happening with the surge in COVID right now is going to make more pressure on the supply chain, and therefore that means higher prices. So you're going to have to get ready for higher inflation. Certain stocks benefit from that. Certain stocks don't benefit. Commodity producers benefit. Commodity consumers get hurt by higher inflation in general. Biden is not going to be able to stop higher inflation. He's trying to stop it by increasing antitrust enforcement, which I don't think has any impact whatsoever on higher inflation. So that's going to be a different scene, higher interest rates, higher inflation than we had last year. I think the stock market is going to do very well, and I think cryptocurrencies are going to do very well this year. As we have all this inflation, it means we're devaluing our currency, our dollar. And people want alternatives to that, and I think Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are one alternative. Gold has been the traditional one, although gold hasn't done not much recently. And you think in the past, when we had inflation at these levels, gold would have done better. I think a lot of people are putting money that would have put it in the gold into Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. When have the Democrats and their policies been able to take on the challenge that this Biden administration is faced with? When have they ever been able to take it on and been successful?
Under Clinton, in the mid-90s, he pivoted. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, remember, he wanted to raise taxes a lot. He had a very kind of socialist, progressive thing. And then, after 1996, he changed, and he worked with Bob Dole, which ended welfare as we know it, cut taxes in 1997, and the economy flourished. So it is possible. I think Clinton is a good example of when it can be done. It doesn't seem as though Biden's going that direction at all. He's being pulled further left all the time. And that's going to cause, I think, enormous electoral losses in this midterm year, which means he won't be able to get anything done whatsoever. I mean, the major accomplishment he had of 2021 was the hard infrastructure bill, which did get through with a decent amount of bipartisanship. But the soft infrastructure, the so-called Build Back Better, died in December because Joe Manchin is just not willing to spend that amount of money and have basically unlimited spending on all kinds of things into the future. Now, they're going to try to revive it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Build Back Better is pretty much dead for 2022.
Yeah, how do you revive something that was a big lie? I mean, the president and others came out and said it's not going to cost us a dime. And then Manchin says, hey, look, at why don't we have the CBO look at this? And the CBO looks at it and says, it's actually going to be about $5 trillion, maybe six. Well, it's kind of, what happened to zero? There's a big difference between zero and $6 trillion, in at least in my math classes anyway, Jordan Goodman.
And the CBO was right, because a lot of the programs in there were put in with artificially short deadlines, like, you know, 1 year of the child tax credit, or 1 year of pre-K education, or 1 year. And they know that after these things are about to expire, everybody's going to go crazy and demand their rights to have these things be extended forever. So the CBO is accurate in what would have happened to these things. And Joe Manchin doesn't want to start that. When you have a government program bill, it doesn't get smaller, it gets bigger over time, okay? Mm-hmm. And the CBO is realistic about that. And Joe Manchin was too. So the Democrats are going to try to bring something back, maybe in pieces. Maybe they'll get something through, maybe the child tax credit, something like that. But the sweeping social bill is dead. And the reason Biden was pushing so hard is he knows he's going to lose both the House and the Senate this coming fall, and he won't be able to do anything whatsoever.
I know a lot of people want to see that as a guarantee. I'm not there. I just am really not, because the other thing is that it's one thing to say, oh, there's a red wave. Well, who's in that red wave? Are there going to be staunch conservatives, you know, Republicans with a backbone that will stand for a smaller government? Or is it just going to be like we've had before when Donald Trump had control of all three houses and look what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, the point is that Biden's agenda is going to not be able to move ahead. No matter how conservative they are not going to agree to these things. They're not going to agree to the Voting Rights Act. They're not going to do Build Back Better. A lot of the things he wants to do, Biden wants to do, are just not going to happen. So we'll have gridlock after that, and then we'll see what happens in 2024.
And he's going to open the top dress drawer, and he's going to find Obama's pen and cell phone, and he'll start a government by eating.
Well, the same thing happened with Obama. Remember, in 2009, he got the Affordable Act through, and that caused the Tea Party revolt. And in 2010, they lost Congress by a huge amount. Obama pretty much didn't get anything legislatively done for the next 6 years, and everything he did was exactly through that, through executive order, which can be reversed very quickly as well. So you're exactly right.
Well, going back to your earlier point with Bill Clinton, and you're right. I mean, Newt Gingrich was also a part of that change, and Bill Clinton having a pivot and a reality check that, remember, he said the era of big government is over, right?
That's not what Democrats normally say.
No, not at all. And he did fiscally responsible policies that you could argue, would come out of a Republican camp.
Including cutting taxes.
Exactly.
You had Jack Kemp in 1997. They cut capital gains rates down to 20%. They had been as high as 50%. And that spurred the internet boom and all the venture capital that went into that. It worked. And that made the economy roar in 1999 and 2000. And that was, I think, Bill Clinton working with the Republicans, with Bob Dole,
exactly,
with Knudrich. So you ask, when Democrats do it, there's an example 20 years ago when it happened.
Yeah, but they abandoned the kind of policies that Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Schumer are embracing right now.
Correct. Correct. Well, I think the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is more vocal and more strident. That's nice, but then you run into somebody like a Joe Manchin who says, no, I'm not going along with something like
that. Well, where's the bottom line of it all, Jordan? Is it working or not? Will it really be for the good of all concerned, or is it just something to bloat government all that much more?
Well, I mean, I think the infrastructure bill will help over time. We definitely need the infrastructure that's in that bill, but I think the other part, and the Build Back Better, was, as you say, bloat. It's too much, and the populace does not want something that much, because everybody talks about the spending. That's nice, but then there's the other side of it, which is all the taxes on corporations, high-income individuals, small businesses, that hurts the economy. Luckily, that's not going to happen. We're not going to raise taxes this year because we're not going to have that Build Back Better. That would have been a major impediment to economic growth, which we're not going to have that impediment this year. Right now, the big impediment is the coronavirus, which is spreading like wildfire. We got enough impediments as it is.
Well, you have a lot of optimism about this infrastructure bill, which, according to the CBO, as they broke it down, about 17-18% of that bill was really infrastructure. The rest of it was fluff, and it was quid pro quo payback for Democratic support, is what
it will be. It will be, but hopefully some of it will get used, and we won't have people falling off of bridges and floods and all the things we need. That was the only major bipartisan legislation that happened last year, and I don't expect any this year.
And we could only get 17-18% of all that money that was truly bipartisan.
Yeah.
This is what's frustrating to taxpayers, Jordan.
It is.
And it just has us screaming because it's like, wait a minute, we deserve better than this.
Exactly.
But, and then they wonder why we're at each other's throat. They've conditioned us.
You're right, and I think this is going to be a very partisan year. Election years are always partisan, and this will be more so. So I think all the things Biden's trying to do are not going to happen this year. Meanwhile, out there in the real world, inflation is soaring, right? And people are unhappy about that. And inflation will kill a politician every time, and it did.
Exactly.
Jimmy Carter would be a good example,
yeah.
Okay?
All right, you got it. Jordan Goodman, Happy New Year, buddy. Let's look forward to the best year ever. How about that?
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, opinions are fine, but we hope that what they do is you bring it to its conclusion and we're able to determine some truth and facts, right? Because truth and facts matter. Regardless of what Joe Biden would have to say, those are most important, and that's the problem that we're dealing with today on all levels of our culture, is that people want to, interject a narrative absence of the fact, and as we've often said, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we just can't run a country that way. You can't run a family, you can't have a marriage, any institution, it cannot be based on narratives. And unfortunately, this is where we are today, is that we're more narrative than fact, and we're paying a big price for this. Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family, joins us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling? Your daughter, I understand, she's got the COVID, huh?
Yeah, we got one with the COVID. She's achy and feverish and kind of miserable, mm-hmm. but not in a, you know, emergency kind of
way. Not an impossible sort of way, exactly.
No, just,
well, thank God.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this is happening. I mean, there's no question that this Omicron is much more volatile than anything that we've experienced before, but certainly not to the degree that Justice Sotomayor would want us to believe.
No.
I mean, how irresponsible coming from a justice of the court like that. That's just terrible.
You know, she'd been sick for a couple of days, and I'm like, I suppose we should give her a COVID test. Oh, yeah, she's got COVID. Okay. You know, I will again say having tests at home takes a lot of the drama out of things, so,
right.
You know.
Well, and that's the deal. See, we get really weird when we don't know. And this
exactly.
is why I am so upset with our government officials who are adding to the don't know category as opposed to knowing. And it's okay for you as a government official, Dr. Fauci included, to say, hey, I just don't know. That,
right.
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I have my trust factor goes up when you admit that you don't know something. But when you interject because somehow you think, well, I'm being paid $430,000 a year, I'm supposed to know these things. Well, you know, what happens when you don't know? And what we're realizing is that so much of what is happening with COVID and all its iterations is there's more of not knowing than knowing.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, going back to your conversation about the narrative, when you keep changing the narrative, when they come out and say, well, maybe we're going to adjust the number of deaths because these were people who died who had COVID as opposed to people who died who we know died of COVID. Well, that's pretty different, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
like the goalposts are constantly moving, and regardless of what you think on all of these questions, when people are changing the goalposts all the time, it undermines trust, and that undermined trust creates uncertainty. And
without a doubt. Yeah.
And then they can just keep doing it.
And the other thing to take advantage of is they change the words. I mean, right. One minute we're talking numbers, next minute we're talking percentages. I always get, I'll tell you, the warning flags go up for me really quick when they start talking percentages. Because, and they will use that when they can use it to, plead their case or justify themselves. It's like, wait a minute. No, you have to have much more respect for the people than what you're demonstrating. And this is what gets so frustrating, Adam.
No, that's exactly right. And again, it breeds uncertainty and it breeds confusion. Without trying to sound cynical, we know that the progressive left uses those things to accomplish its purposes. So,
I don't know that that's cynical. That's just an honest opinion and observation, I think, because that's exactly what they've done, whether it had to do with an election or anything else for that matter. It's all about power and control. And, the left has a stranglehold on it to such a degree that even our kids are being told to tell on their parents. I mean, it's just bizarre. I mean,
bizarre.
Here we are. I mean, who would think that here in 21st century America that we would be reduced to this? But hey, look at this is no big surprise, actually, when you think about it, because America is going down the road of other governments and other institutions that are now by the wayside. Now, the question is, if you want America to continue, if we want to hand over a free America to the next generation, then what are you willing to do about it? Because you got to make a choice. Either you're going to stand up and fight for this country, or you're going to find yourself like Afghanistan. You want a free country, but there's just not enough of you. There's just not enough of the want to enjoy what we have taken for granted all these years, and that's a free America for the most part.
That's exactly right, Bill. And I think, again, to circle back to your narrative observation and relate it to what you just said, I think that we see on the left, they want to have it both ways. When it's convenient, they want to say, well, that's just a narrative, and, everybody has narratives. I mean, we heard that forever, and that's one of the fundamental tenets of postmodernism, is that there is no truth, there's just perspectives, there's just stories, there's just points of view. And yet, when it's convenient for them, they also want to say, oh, no, this isn't just a narrative. This is truth, and we are the arbiters of truth. And as it relates to entertainment, which we deal with at Plugged In, and I don't have anything specific to link it to this week, but one of the things we talk about a great deal is worldview, because we live in an entertainment culture that is constantly communicating all manner of worldview issues. And obviously you may go to Plugged In because you want to know if there's an inappropriate scene or a lot of language. But all of those worldview questions are huge, because the worldview questions are the things that are shaping especially our kids' perception of reality. And it's a worldview that largely is coming from the same place as all these other things that we're talking about.
Well, and this is why, Adam, that I hold to a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
Because it's unchanging. And the thing is, it's just like what's happening in our politics right now. You find that one-time conservatives are getting mushy because they're being overwhelmed with this narrative.
Right.
And they're being influenced to think that, well, maybe a little voter reform here, maybe not so bad, maybe some of these things not so. We start accommodating the leaven that the Bible talks about that will permeate every aspect of our life. And again, for my own protection, my own belief, and it's just by experience, it's like I've often said, is that, it's like the law of gravity. It is there for our good. And if you violate it enough, you realize, hey, I got to quit being an idiot and thinking I'm Superman. I'm going to jump off the roof and hit the ground. I'm getting bruised enough. Well, it's the same thing like all the other issues of life. And you and I have lived enough life. We've learned the hard way. We thank God for his grace and mercy. And now we're here to tell people, hey, look, this is why you want to hold to a biblical worldview, because like that song says, our God's still the same. Nothing changes.
you know. But yet our politics, our politicians, they change, and we're being permeated with this propaganda to such a degree to compromise our biblical worldview, and we just can't do that. And I'm saying that to all of us, because we've got to come together as one, unified to that end, because we know that that's where we have agreement, we have passion, and it requires courage. And my prayer is that all people of courage would take that step for a biblical worldview and hold to the truth, because that is what's going to preserve this country, if that is God's will.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think that we don't have to be apologetic about that, you know,
no.
that we hold to it firmly. We hold to it with respect and dignity. We don't have to bully people. We don't have to manipulate people. But we do have to stand firm. And as we do that, as you say, I think that is the hope. Our hope is in Christ. But in terms of our temporal hope for the future of the country that we love and cherish, and which was built on a Judeo-Christian foundation, that is our hope for that. And to the extent that our culture surrenders to, this narrative or that, well, this is my truth, that's your truth, then we're in trouble, because you've got every man and every woman and every child doing what was right in their own eyes. And
exactly.
And we know how that ended in Judges.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and here it is. I mean, you know, it's our responsibility, if we see people heading for a cement wall, to give them a warning.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. And not trying to claim any higher ground or more righteous, perspective than anybody else. It's just that, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading for a cement wall. We need to heed God's warning. Out of the entertainment news, of course, people are still shocked at the passing of Bob Saget.
Yeah.
He was in Orlando, not too far from me.
Yeah.
And they found him in his hotel room.
Yep.
And sadly, at, still very young and violent. I guess he just came off of a very successful evening of entertainment, and he was very enthusiastic. And, we don't know exactly the full story, what happened, but other than that, he is gone.
No, and that's right. It's a tragedy, and it is a reminder that we don't know,
Yes.
And every day that we have is a gift from God, and it's an opportunity to be a part of what He wants to invite us into, to be a part of His story. And even as we talk about narrative, I keep coming back to this idea. We use narrative in a little n kind of way. Your narrative, my narrative,
right?
But there is a big narrative, and we know what it is, and it's a capital N. And we know the end of the story, and we can rest in that and be people of redemption and of courage and of hope in the decisions and relationships that we have.
Yeah, we definitely want to be part of that big narrative, don't we?
Absolutely.
That is the most precious and most vital narrative, not only for ourselves, our families, our friends, anybody within our circle of influence. I will leave you with this. This is what Saget had to say about Betty White, who passed away recently. He said, "This amazing woman was exactly who you wanted her to be. Razor sharp, wit smart, kind, hilarious, sincere, and so full of love." Bob Saget.
Thank you. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.